Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic is understanding the times, and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 12 and verse 32. And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment. In the last few weeks, the world has experienced an unprecedented amount of fear, panic, uncertainty, and pain. Nations have practically been forced to shut down, and if we would be honest, even the specialists are confused. They may not be saying as much, but all you need to do is listen to the news, and you will see that whatever has happened has confounded the wisdom of this age. This morning, however, I do not want to speak about the specialists. I would love to speak to and about you. Our anchor scripture speaks about the warriors that joined David in Ziklag when he fled from Saul. If you read the whole of that chapter, you would see that a large number of them were men of war, skilled in the use of different weapons of war. They had years and years of experience and results under their belts. They were mighty men of valor. They were the kinds of guys you would want with you if there was ever going to be a war. Somewhere in between all these mighty men, the Bible speaks about a small group of people, just 200 of them or thereabout. These had no apparent military skill. They were probably not too good with the spear or with the sword or the shield. The Bible says the only thing that qualified them was the fact that they had understanding of the times and knew what Israel ought to do. No military skill. Yet David would not go to war without them. They had what we would call today intelligence. Today, like I said, I want to speak to you, my fellow believer. Rather than run around listening to all the unscriptural conspiracy theories, rather than listen to all the news about deaths and projected figures of death, rather than sit and gripe over what economic meltdowns will occur after this phase, I urge you to seek the grace that the sons of Issachar had. Seek the grace to understand the times. The scripture said they had understanding of the times and so knew what Israel ought to do. There are things you ought to do. There are things the church, the body of Christ, ought to do. Let us use this break to seek God. Tell him you want a personal revelation of the times and that you want to know what to do. If you will be a useful part of God's army in the coming days, you will need to seek this grace, a grace to understand the times. Because you see, my beloved and precious listeners, I sense an urgency in the spirit. It can no longer be business as usual. This COVID-19 phase will pass, and it will pass shortly, but there will be a new spiritual era afterwards. We must be sensitive. We must be ready. We must be keyed in. We must align with what the Spirit of God is doing. We can only do this effectively if we press it to gain an understanding of the times. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for your mercy and your preservation. Today, Lord, we cry to you for the grace to understand the times. We receive it and we thank you. We declare that we know what to do and we do it. Take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's Word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.